Well, good morning. God bless you. Thank you to all of you who have hopped on the call this morning to us. We greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. All of us this morning should have a reason to rejoice, should have a reason to give God praise because he's given us this brand new day. And we know what the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And so I pray that you'll keep that spirit of praise upon you all day long as you are going throughout your day. I just want to thank God for all of you who each and every week you wake up on Tuesday morning, and this is your discipline. This is your routine and your commitment is that you join in and you pray with us. Certainly, if there ever was a time that the body of Christ, that Christians needed to pray, is certainly in this hour in which we live even now. And I'm just so delighted that we have this opportunity and this vehicle that we can come together and pray together on our First 15 prayer call. And I know that it is making a difference, not just in the world, but it's making a difference in our lives as well. So many of you are not just participants, but you are encouragers. You encourage people to come and to be a part of this prayer call. And I just want to thank God for you so very, very much. And if you happen to be calling in this morning for the very first time, I want to say God bless you and thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. It is a pleasure to have you a part of our prayer family on this morning. Now, I say this all the time that the first time you're a visitor, the second time you're family. And so we want you to come back next Tuesday as well. You could go ahead and put it as a constant reminder in your phone. Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock is where we are for just a few moments as we connect together in time of prayer. So very, very powerful. Listen, today is the first day of March, and it is the last month of the first quarter of 2016. And already this year, as we're in the last month of the first quarter, many of us this year has taken us on a ride already. We've had highs, we've had lows, we've had some things that was unexpected, we've had some things that kind of took us off guard. Some of us even, unfortunately, we lost some loved ones, and we've just had a lot going on in these first few weeks of 2016. But I want you to know that the devil is now winning. I want you to know that God has not forgotten about you, and I want you to know and understand that the will and the plan of God is still accessible for each and every one of you. Don't lose track. Well, I want to just pray this morning that all of us who are off track can get back on track. You have time to do that. Don't throw your year away because you had a couple of bad weeks in the beginning of the year. We're not even out of the first quarter yet. God is saying that eyes haven't even seen what I have in store for you if you could just keep the faith for the remainder and the balance of this year. All of us have to wake up every morning believing, confessing, and trusting God that what's in front of me is going to be better than what's behind me. Every day. I don't care if you had a good day on yesterday. You got to wake up with a greater level of expectation, saying what's in front of me is better than what's behind me. I want to share this one scripture with you, and then I'm going to pray. And it's a very familiar scripture in the Psalm. And that's Psalm 37, and verse 23 and 24. It says, you can almost quote it verbatim. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. I'm going to read that again. Though he fall, though he stumble, though he may fail, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. That's so very, very important for us to understand that. When I read and meditate on the scripture, the one image I get is of a father trying to teach his son or daughter how to ride a bike without the training wheels on it. And a lot of times I remember when I was trying to teach my sons, they never learned how to ride without training wheels. But I would take the training wheels off, and I would let them ride, but I would be, like, running right behind the bike with my arms just stretched out on either side of the bike, and I would be running, trying to make sure that if they do fall, that I can catch them. And that's the mental picture that I get when I read this scripture. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order, that word ordered means that it's a pace, it's a cadence. When we look that word up, that's what we get. It's a cadence or it's a rhythm. And one of the most important things about life is that we learn how to live life on our rhythm, how to live on the beat of life. There's a spiritual flow that God has set for each and every one of us. And all of our rhythms are not the same. Some people have a fast pace. Some people have a steady pace. Some people have a slower pace. But it's important for us to find the beat, find the pace. And then when we get off pace, it's so very important to know that the Bible says, though we fall, we can get back up. You don't have to just lose the race and walk off the game, walk out of the game because you missed a shot or because you fell down. The Bible says, though you fall or though you fail or though you got off target for your goal, you don't have to just cancel that thing off of your list this year. He says, get back up. You have a pace. You have a rhythm that you have to be on. And one of the things that the devil will do is the devil will work overtime to break the pace, to break the beat that God has us on, because he understands that if we stay on beat, if we stay in rhythm and in sync with God, that we're going to see everything that God has prepared for us. And he does this in several ways. First of all, he'll let us cause us to get off beat, pace with God, because by allowing us to disobey the word of God. You know, making us think that, you know, the word of God is of no effect. We don't have to operate in the word of God. We don't have to ask for forgiveness. We don't have to repent for things that we do. We don't have to necessarily worship. All that stuff is not really mandatory. It doesn't really matter. He'll cause us to disobey the word of God. But then he'll cause us to discount the wisdom of God. God is saying, cooperate with me. He says, give me some cooperation so you can experience my very best. And he wants us to think, man, that's old-fashioned. He wants us to discount the wisdom of God. But then he wants us to deviate from the will of God. We know what God has called us to do. We know who God has called us to be. But we intentionally sometimes are lured out of the will of God, and we deviate from that will. And then some people, he causes us to get off beat. Don't miss this one. By deserting the work of God. That you used to be involved in the work of God, in kingdom work, and you deserted the work of God, and you didn't even know that the work of God keeps us in the rhythm of God, keeps us in the flow of God. And we said, well, maybe I can simplify my life by getting out of the choir or by not singing on the praise team or by not ushering or by not serving anymore. No, whenever you desert the work of God, you come out of the will of God, and then now the word of God has no effect on your life. And when you're living off beat, listen, my brothers and sisters, even the simplest tasks frustrate us. Why? Because we're not on beat. Even the smallest problem sends us over the edge mentally and emotionally because we're off pace. We're off beat with God's divine pace for our life. But this scripture lets us know that it's time to get back on track. Your steps have been ordered by God. God has calculated your human deviation into his divine plan for you. And he wants me to tell you and share with you this morning that it's time to get back on pace. March is going to be a month where you stay on rhythm. March is going to be a month where you stay on pace. And we got to come back to the beat of God's word. We got to come back to the beat of God's wisdom, God's will, and God's work. Some of you, this month, you need to return back to the work. I don't know what work you've strayed away from, but God says get back to the work. Stay in the house. Stay working in the kingdom of God because that's how we live the hundredfold life. Let me pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you now for this word letting us know that we can get back on track. And I lift up and I pray for every person this morning that is making the first step of getting back on track. They're on the prayer call, God. They want to reconnect with you. They want to hear and experience you like never ever before. And I applaud that effort today. And I thank you that Psalm 37 is going to be their harvest, that their lives, their steps are going to be paced, are going to be ordered. They're going to hear and recognize the cadence of the Spirit of God. I pray that over them on this morning, Lord God. I lift up every person that's on this call to you today, Lord. You know everyone's situation, one by one, situation by situation. I just ask and declare this morning that you would be God in their situation, Lord God, that you would show up strong and mighty in battle, Lord God. There's somebody today that's facing a situation that they're going to have to walk into, even on this morning, Lord God. I declare right now that they shall go in confidence. They shall lift their head up high, Lord God, and they shall be bold, knowing that the God we serve is mighty in battle, and he is Lord of victory. I speak that victory over their lives even on this morning. I thank you even now, Lord God, that as we acknowledge you, as we open you up, open up to you for these first 15 minutes of our day, I thank you now that second things are going to increase, that everything now that we need, everything, Lord God, every help, every opportunity, every resource, Lord, is coming into our lives as we put you first. Bless our work today, God. We know that work works. Don't allow us to be lazy on today, Lord God, but we're going out to be fruitful. We're going out, Lord God, not making excuses, but having a productive day today, seeing the goodness of the Lord manifest in our lives. We take this opportunity to pray now for the body of Christ, Lord God. We pray right now that you would keep us in this very critical hour in which we live. I declare and decree that the body of Christ is strong. The body of Christ is growing, and the body of Christ is making impact in this world in which we live, Lord God. We pray right now for every city, as we always do every week, every city that's represented on this call. We pray protection. We pray progress. And we pray prosperity over every city that's represented on this call. Thank you for all of these municipal ambassadors that you have on the call this morning, Lord God. Cover our city. Cover our schools. Cover our marketplace on today, Lord God. We declare and decree today that angels are assigned to our cities to keep all hurt, all harm, and all danger far away from us. We cancel the plan of the enemy now that he may have over our city, over our schools, over our municipalities, Lord God. And we declare and decree today that our cities are reserved, our cities are taken for God. May there be no murders today, Lord God. We ask that you would now kill now that particular spirit of murder, of envy, of jealousy, Lord God. We rebuke it. We cast it out now. We strip it of its ability and authority to wreak havoc on our cities, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our cities are going to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Not only are the cities going to prosper, but the people are going to prosper in you as well. We thank you and we bless you this morning now, Lord God. We give your name the glory. We thank you for somebody getting back on track. We thank you for somebody having their fire lit again, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you for somebody's focus now, saying, I got to come back to the word. I got to come back into the will of God. I got to begin to walk in the wisdom of God once again. We thank you, God, that you are not a God of a second chance, but you are God of another chance. And we celebrate the grace that you've given us this morning. We love you today, God. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Get back on track. Some of you, you had some goals at the beginning of the year, and already you fell off track. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just get back up. Say, I'm going to start again. I'm going to pick up where I left off, and I'm going to see this thing come to pass in my life. Yes, that's how you defeat the devil. You let the devil know you might have won round one, but I'm coming back out in round two, and I'm ready to see victory in my life. Listen, tonight we are going back for week number two of our Bible studies in La Place, Louisiana. Of course, last week we were praying for all of those who stay in La Place. There was a tornado that came through, and of course we had to cancel Bible class And we've been praying for those who are without power, who had damaged homes. And I thank God that I believe there was no loss of life. So we celebrate him for that. But tonight we're going to be back in La Place, Louisiana. Our apostle and overseer, Bishop Darrell Brister, and all of our family pastors are going to be convening there. I actually have the honor of teaching the class tonight. And I want to invite many of you out. If you're in the area, if you're in Hammond, I want you to take the little short drive to La Place and share with us tonight. If you have any family or friends in the area and they need to get their life back on track, we want you to encourage them to come and meet us. 1905 West Airline Highway is where we're going to be in La Place, Louisiana, 70068. You can look it up on all of our social media sites. We'll have information there for you to come out and meet us at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Listen, thank God for all of you once again connecting with us, all of our first-time visitors. We pray that you feel the love that was on the call and that you're going to come back on next week as well. Listen, let's go today. We're getting back on track. Hold your head up. Today is your first day for your comeback in 2016. God bless you and God keep you. This is our prayer.